Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, broadcasting today from WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. As we visit listeners here, many of them members of the military. In fact, this state is home to nearly 800,000 military veterans, many of whom know the trauma of war. Now, the U.S. government says up to 20% of U.S. vets who served in Iraq and Afghanistan came home with post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's estimated that an average of 20 vets committed suicide every day in 2014. It's terrible, and it needs to be addressed. But there may be another part of this story. Psychologists at North Carolina State University have published new data in the journal Military Psychology that suggests veterans with PTSD are also more likely than those without it to experience something called post-traumatic growth. That means they could emerge from a traumatic experience in some ways better off than before. Joining us now is Jay Price, who covers the military for Here Now, contributor to WUNC. Hi, Jay.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And we also know you have been in some of these places. You were a bureau chief for McClatchy News in Afghanistan, so you have been to some of these places along with the military. This is a tender topic, as you know. What prompted this study?
Well, you know, one of the researchers is married to a veteran, and he had deployed. And, you know, post-traumatic growth is real. But this researcher is Jessica Morgan, and, you know, she's at NC State, and she and another researcher decided to take this on.
Okay. Well, let's listen to a little of what she told you about this possibility that not everybody comes out of trauma worse off.
So essentially, post-traumatic growth is sort of this paradoxical experience where people report positive psychological changes following something that we would consider to be a very stressful experience. So it's not that the stressful experience itself is good, but that people are able to make meaning of it afterwards.
How did they figure this out? What did researchers do?
Well, you know, post-traumatic growth, like I said, is real. It's something that's been studied for years. In fact, a lot of the groundbreaking work has been done here in North Carolina at UNC Charlotte. And trauma is, you know, it's of course something civilians experience, since we're all susceptible to traumatic experiences. So a lot of the research has been done with civilians. But what Jessica and the other scientists who did the study did was they wanted to look at veterans, and they found that traumatic experience that shook your core beliefs about life, that, you know, the more likely it was that it, the more that it did that, the more likely you were to get something positive from it.
Oh, so it really had to be shaking. You spoke to a Marine vet who served in Fallujah in Iraq and in Helmand Province in Afghanistan, intense combat. What did he tell you about how he grew personally because of his trauma?
Yeah, that's Richard Uranga, who's now a social worker. He does mental health counseling with children. He served three tours in some of the most dangerous places for Americans in those wars. His job was going on supply convoys as a driver or up in the machine gun turret of a truck, a relatively, you know, exposed position guarding them. And those convoys hit a lot of improvised bombs. Several would go off on the same mission sometimes at points. And it was so bad they started taking extra trucks, she said, on every convoy because they knew they would lose some. He has three kids now, and he says when he's spending time with them, you know, whatever they're doing, he's truly with them. Mm-hmm. He feels like his time is more valuable now, and how he feels more engaged with them and with the world generally. And
Let's hear him talking
about how this feels.
Whereas when I'm sitting there, I'm kind of absorbing everything in. You know, I can hear the birds chirping. I can hear the wind blowing. I can, you know, see the people walking across the path. I can hear their footsteps. And I'm just paying attention to everything that's going on and just trying to soak everything in.
Look, Jay Price, I can hear, we got about a minute left, I can hear the people who haven't had this experience saying, well, what does this mean? What does it mean? Do researchers think, I know it's early days, but can they learn something from the people who have had this growth and apply it to the vets who haven't?
Well, one thing they found is they believe there's a correlation between people who can grab their own narrative about their traumatic events and you know, unbidden it comes to you sometimes, but what they're talking about is being able to conjure it up and think about it yourself and mull it over. And people who do that are more likely to grow. And if they can enhance that, if they can bring that into, you know, as part of treatment, they might be able to improve lives for people who otherwise wouldn't experience this sort of growth.
Yeah. So control your own narrative. Look, we're going to link you to Jay Price's reporting on this because you are just, you know, piecing all of this research together. He covers the military for WUNC, and we'll put as much information as we can at hereandnow.org. Jay, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.